Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we are joined by Iowa Mennonite School senior Timothy Bender. Tim was just named a finalist for the National Merit Scholarships.
Okay, Tim, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm a senior here at IMS. I live 5 minutes north of here. I grew up on a farm. We raise sheep, corn, and soybeans, along with a couple pigs. At IMS, I'm involved in FFA, choir. I used to be in band. I'm on the chapel committee. I do National Honor Society, and I participate in Silver Cord. I also do 4-H, and am active in my MYF.
And when did you start pursuing the National Merit Scholarship?
I took the PSAT in the fall of my junior year, and from that, my scores were identified as a potential candidate, and so I was notified as a semifinalist last November. And then I had to submit an application and an academic profile and then take the actual SAT to get scores that verified my earlier scores. And so I did that, and Dwight helped me submit the forms, and then I found out in January that I had been, they were reviewing my application as a potential finalist, and I found out in February that I had moved on to finalist standing.
Okay. And what's the final process like?
The final process is I need to select a first choice college, and there will be about half of the finalists will get scholarships through the National Merit Corporation, and then the other half will be up for corporate sponsored or college sponsored scholarships as well. So that kind of depends on where I select as my first choice college, and then I think they start releasing those in April or so. And then it runs through May. It's kind of the eligibility period to get one of those.
And what are some of the colleges that you're looking at right now?
My top three are Bluffton University in Bluffton, Ohio, Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa, and the University of Oklahoma.
And what are you hoping to study there?
I'm hoping to study some combo of psychology, history, and religious studies with the end goal of going to seminary and becoming a pastor.
Are those kind of your favorite classes here at IMS too?
Yeah.
If you could tell someone who's, you know, thinking about pursuing the National Merit Scholarship, what would your kind of your advice be?
My advice for someone pursuing the scholarship? Obviously, and it's kind of a long process, it's kind of difficult. The numbers aren't very high. So what I would recommend is position yourself the best you can for success. Start trying for success early in your classes, because that will really prepare you the best that you can for the exams. And don't take the PSAT lightly. That's what they'll identify your scores from. So study for that, practice for that. And then if you're identified from there, then you can proceed. And then if not, I'm not sure about what your next course of action was, because that was the track I took. But I'd say, just as a general rule, just try to do the best you can in the classroom and just try to keep improving. A lot of what they'll look for isn't just your aptitude, but also growth. So show with your abilities what you can do and how you've improved them.
Again, that was Iowa Mennonite School senior Timothy Bender talking about being a National Merit Scholarship finalist. We thank Tim for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.